Our February and March temperatures were above normal most afternoons, but are we really ready for the highs we've hit this week around the valley? Tuesday's high was 94. The forecast calls for 98 degrees tomorrow. Why is this happening? What could this mean for the summer? With me is Randy Cervin, a professor of geographical science at ASU and the author of Weather's Greatest Mysteries Solved. Randy, welcome.
Thanks.
So, why is it so darn hot this week?
Because it's that normal time of the year. Basically, what's happened is we finally started to get into a summer weather pattern so that we have
finally
high pressure over top of us. Yeah.
Well,
if you remember, this has been a pretty bizarre winter. We had extreme cold on the west, extreme cold on the east, and extreme warmth on the west. So it's kind of settling down into more what we would expect to see at this time of year.
But our normals are still in the lower to mid-80s, and this is 10 to 15 degrees above normal. Are we expecting this to sort of settle in? Are we ever going to get back to the low 80s during this season?
Well, this is a transition season. So usually when the switch flips, then we stay warm. And I don't see, at least in the next week to 2 weeks, anything really major changing this. So we're going to be up in the 90s now for quite a while.
Does it give us any clues about the inevitable summer heat?
Not really. You'd think that maybe it does, but boy, we have tried to research everything we can about seeing if an early warmth in the spring leads to a more active monsoon or a not-so-active monsoon. There doesn't appear to be any relationship.
Anything as far as precipitation you can see before we get to the summer, before the monsoon kicks in?
Again, that's the tough one with the monsoon is it's so localized. People that maybe are new to the area don't know this, but it's just individual thunderstorms. So a place like Cave Creek could get dumped on and Sky Harbor Airport not get anything. And one place would say, hey, it's been a really active monsoon. And the other place will say, no, we haven't had anything. So
we still have some of the out-of-town visitors in. They probably won't leave till maybe the end of April. And even yesterday, we saw a couple of hiking rescues. So any advice you'd give to people, again, because the thought is, oh, it's dry. I expect Arizona to be maybe in the low 80s, and it's not so bad. And the fact that it is already the mid to upper 90s, how should they prepare when they go out?
Well, that's the big thing, is that the heat that we're getting right now is driven by the lack of moisture. That it's the idea that water holds on to heat that would otherwise go to heating up the air. So if you get rid of all the water, all that heat can go to just heating up exactly, you know, what's happening. So the fact that people are needing to use a lot of chapstick and this kind of stuff is a direct relationship to the fact that we're also having warm temperatures. Well, a lot of hikers, a lot of particularly out-of-state people that are coming in don't realize that moisture lack is something that can really lead to some problems if you don't keep hydrated at this time of year.
You also mentioned that our winter was a little bit warmer than we've come to expect. In fact, we had a couple of nights where we had to cover the plants, but that was really early December. And then around the time of Christmas in January, it really was mild. I mean, highs were in the 70s at that point. How hard is it to predict seasons here in Arizona as far as what it's going to be like? How far in advance? And if you go too far in advance, can it just get kerfuffled?
Well, there are a couple big clues for our wintertime situation. And the biggest thing that we look at is what's going on out in the Pacific Ocean. What are the Pacific Ocean temperatures? If they're really warm, what we call an El Nino, that causes the whole jet stream, the storm track to change, and it brings storms into our area. That didn't happen this last year. What we do see already, and this is way, way early, but we're already starting to see some indications that maybe next winter will be an El Nino year. If that's the case, Flagstaff's going to love it because they're finally going to get a lot of snow throughout the entire season. But it's still pretty early to nail that down. But the indications are maybe it might be a wetter winter this next winter.
So if we can be optimistic about the wetter winter, what does that mean for the drought? How many wet winters would we need?
Well, for agriculture here in Arizona, actually, it's not so much. That our soil is so changeable that it just takes a little bit of moisture to get us going back into a good situation. California is a little bit worse off. They need several winters of intensive precipitation. Texas also needs that kind of thing. But because of our soils, if we got a really good winter, that would definitely help us with the drought situation.
Now, does that have anything to do, Randy, with expectations, this idea, especially in the valley? You know, we're not expecting to get a lot of rain. What is our average at Sky Harbor? Maybe 8.5 inches a year, something like that. So, I mean, does that help the fact that we're a little bit more prepared, that if we get something above that, it's a pleasant surprise?
Well, I think it also says that we take great precautions, and we've done a lot of good pre-planning. Groups like SRP that hold back our water up in the mountains have done a really good job of allocating that water so that we've always had, over the last 100 years or so, a good situation. So kind of interesting. People here in the valley actually use water at the rate of about 36 inches per year, so that to actually handle all the water that we would actually use in the valley, we'd need to have a consistent rainfall of 36 inches a year. We don't get anywhere close to that.
No, gosh. Off the top of your head, can you think of the wettest we've had in a while?
There are parts of Arizona that can get up to that kind of levels, but the most that we usually get here in Phoenix is only going to be on the maximum that we've seen is only going to be around 14 or 15 inches a year.
And to get people even more excited about the coming summer, Randy, how close are we to a night at Sky Harbor where we're talking about low temperatures that don't get below 100 degrees?
Well, that's something that we had always been kind of had two big goals, or not goals, but levels that we were looking at. First was getting to the 120 degree range. Well, we did that back more than 10 years ago. Yeah. Now it's this idea with the warmer, particularly evenings, as to whether we were going to get, first of all, above 90 for a low. Well, we've done that quite often. In the summer nowadays, our lows may only be about 90 or 92 degrees in the early morning hours, actually. But yeah, that 100 degrees, I don't think we're going to get it this year. We're probably going to get closer. We'll get up maybe into the 95-degree range for an evening low, but I don't really want to see having a low of 100 degrees here in the valley.
I don't think anybody wants to see that, Randy. Randy Cervini is professor of geographical science at ASU and author of Weather's Greatest Mysteries Solved. He'll also be involved with the BBC network on Top Gear coming up, too. Good luck with that, Randy.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for coming on.